Well, as you can guess, my approach to this, to the pulpit, when I was growing up, everyone called me Skippy. But have you ever looked at young children? Young children approach life every day. They'll wake up early, the crack of dawn, with joy, enthusiasm, looking forward to the day, anticipating what will happen. And they will just overflow with enthusiasm for the day. And I wonder if we do that when we go around in our daily business, if we have that same enthusiasm, and if we show that, reflect that to those we encounter, that our love for Christ is filled with that same enthusiasm and joy. And I'd like to encourage each of us and challenge each of us to bring that joy to those we encounter every day. The awakening reminds us to live like that. Doing this study, this, and you notice my book has all these little flaps on it, colored things. So when God leads me to a particular Bible passage or a statement, I mark them for future reference. I've been through this book twice so far. And I thank you, Dallas, for bringing it to us. I really appreciate that. But when I'm around Peculiar Bio where I live, I like to go out each day and walk or run around the block. And when I do, I smile, wave to people. If I see somebody working in the yard, I'll stop and talk to them, find out what church they attend. If not, invite them here. But I do that, I try to do that with joy and enthusiasm, just to spread Christ's love to those I encounter. And I'd like to see you do that. And I find the same thing works. You're walking around, we have folks that work at Publix that come here now. And just as you go about your daily lives, whether it be work, shopping, invite folks here. Challenge them if they're reluctant to see what God is all about. When I was just from the very earliest days of my life, I called myself a Christian. I always thought of myself as a Christian. And in my youthful innocence, I went about life, and I went to church, I was part of the youth group, I went around and like every child, I had an enthusiasm and joy. And then when I hit my teenage years, I discovered there were girls. And that changed my life. But boy, we had a great pastor, Reverend Edwards, the Methodist Church up in Babylon, New York. And Reverend Edwards was eloquent. He just enwrapped you in his message for the day. But as I was going through my teenage years, I had overwhelming guilt because all I thought about were girls. And that guilt carried over through into my 50s. And it wasn't until we started coming here that started to change. I reawoken my thirst to know Christ. But when I had my tour at the Pentagon, that was an excuse to leave the church, to stop going to church. And it sort of took some of the guilt away from me because I didn't have to face up to it each week. Well, when we came back here to Shalimar after our Pentagon assignment, after a couple of years, we started coming back to here to Shalimar. And we had, my wife, Diane, decided to read the Bible in 1 year because she has a Catholic background. She had never looked at the Bible. And to be honest, neither had I, because the Bible I had from my youth was a King James Bible. And I'd read it and scratch my head, and I just didn't understand what was going on. So, but as a result of her reading the Bible, she found out about disciple. And she told me one day, well, I want to know more about what's in the Bible, so I'm going to take Disciple 1. And I felt that boot in the rear, God telling me. I didn't recognize it at the time, but I know it's God telling me, go with her. So I said, I'll go with you and join you. So we went through the whole series of disciple classes, and we started doing regular Bible studies, even going over to Niceville during the summer, because at that time we had no summer studies. And then I got to experiencing God. We took that. And they kept on talking about hearing God's voice. And I, again, scratch my head. What does God's voice sound like? How do you hear God? And I couldn't understand what they were talking about. And about halfway through experiencing God, we got to a memory verse, John 8:47. He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you don't belong is that you don't hear God is that you don't belong to God. I messed that up, but that's all right. And that challenged me. What do you mean I don't belong to God? How do you hear God? And I really had a fire ignited inside me to hear God's voice. And I dove into Bible studies. I started getting in small groups. And we had we just had dialogues in those groups pursuing what God was all about and how his voice sounded. And then a few years later, 2004, I was in the emergency room at Shands Hospital. My heart stopped. And the next thing I recall waking up, I knew I believed. I knew I heard God. I just heard it loud and clear. You are saved. I had this oxygen mask on. I was mumbled. And I turned to my wife and daughter who were there with me. And I said, but to me, it was very clear. I was telling them, I'm all right. I know I'm saved. I believe. And that was further emphasized when we got to a study called Believing God. And I knew then that I know, I believe, God is who he says he is. God can do what he says he can do. I am who God says I am. I can do all things through Christ. I'm believing God. And that has stuck with me for years. And each study has just built in me a closer relationship with Christ. Now, this awakening book has been, for me, a reawakening to all the things I've learned over the past 20 years. I've been through this book twice, and I thank you for getting us together in November to go through it. It's been a great study for me. And Dallas shared with us in that course another book, which I read over Christmas. Charles Capp's series of books, but this one, The Tongue, A Creative Force. And it builds upon what Philip was saying to us yesterday, that there's power in the spoken word, and there's power in the word of God. So when we speak the word of God, we are speaking with power. And we should do that in our daily lives. Throughout our Bible studies on Monday nights, I've encouraged folks to memorize Bible verses. And I found over the years, it's incredible how God, when I'm meeting with somebody, talking with somebody I've never met before, God just calls a passage to mind to speak to that person. And I just would encourage us with joy and enthusiasm, learn what's in the Bible, not just a top-level macro view of it, but details, micro view of it. What does God say? And bring those into your words into your life. I wanted to share one more thing, and that is I appreciate all of you, each and every one of you, the friendships, the hugs. And if you're ever in need of a hug, Sunday morning, 11:07, my wife and I will be in there in the gym. We'll be glad to give you a hug, to talk, and to solve the world's problems with you. All right? God bless you, and thank you very much for giving me the chance to be up here.